This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In this edition of Vital Signs, research suggesting a tie between obesity and the size of your brain. The study involved nearly 3,200 children, ages 9 and 10. Nearly a third were overweight or obese, and their brain scans found slightly less volume in a part of the brain that controls executive functions. Dr. Christina Wolgehagen, a neurologist with Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital, Dallas, explains executive functions, what the results say about the need for healthier lifestyle choices.
So those are the things that help us to make decisions and tell us, you know, what to do next.
Executive functions. Is that the same thing as intelligence?
No. IQ tells you how smart you are, to use the simplest word out there. Mm-hmm. But this is more about how do you direct that intelligence? How do you go about your day planning, say, what foods you're going to eat, which might be important in someone who's obese? Mm-hmm. Or how do you stop an impulse from coming out? So it's more of those functions. An implication in this study is that our brain continues to grow till we're 23. And so the front of our brain is where our executive function is. And what this study found is that the area of cortex that's not so thick, right, and so decreased in size, is prefrontal cortex, which is in the front, and is where our executive function happens. And so I think that that's important, because if we're saying that it's still developing and also it has, in all essence, shrunk, then what does this mean? Are we changing the development of these children's brain? How does obesity play a role in that? And with a cross-sectional study, you can only say association. You can't say causation. There's no way to tell chicken or egg here.
Did those children who had lesser volume, who did not as well on the test, were executive functions noticeably different to the average layperson?
It was statistically significant based on other kids their age. Mm-hmm. But could you tell a difference if you were talking to this child in conversation? Probably not.
As opposed to somebody with normal weight?
Probably not.
Does obesity cause this, or do we not know at this point?
I don't think we know at this point. There's so many factors. So what we do know, based on adult studies and other studies, is that increased adipose tissue can cause inflammation, and this can then downstream cause stress on the brain and decrease in brain size.
So we're talking children in this study. Does the same thing apply to adults, or?
Right. So there's good evidence out there, and this is why it's so exciting to be a neurologist right now. Let me rag on my field for a minute, because there's so much stuff. For the longest time, you know, neurology was diagnose and adios. There was nothing you could do. It's the brain. You're done, right? Mm-hmm. And now we're finding that there's something called neuroplasticity, that the brain is changeable, and that we could do lifestyle modifications that you could implement today, just simple things to help improve your brain now, but also prevent, postpone, improve neurological conditions down the line.
Would that include losing weight?
Yes, it would. And, you know, healthy lifestyle modifications, because I think the focus should be on our brain as our control center. And I'm biased in this because I'm a neurologist, right? So if we focus on keeping the brain healthy, then we'll get to keeping the body healthy, the mind healthy, and the spirit, right? It's programmed to make social networks, right? And so our community involvement, that sort of thing. And so you can't just lose weight. It's more complicated than that. Like if you just start on a starvation diet, for example, and start losing weight, you're not going to be helping your brain. It has to be like a healthy lifestyle modification.
Better choices of foods and whatever.
Correct. Exercise.
Don't smoke, exercise.
Yes, drink water, brightly colored fruits and vegetables at every meal, that sort of thing. So there's good evidence in adults that these lifestyle modifications can have positive impact on the brain. And now we're seeing that, you know, this study in children, it might also apply. I think the question mark is it affecting the brain as it is developing? And that's one thing that, you know, I'm wondering about, and future studies can maybe help us to, okay, well, we know it's happening in adults. This study is implicating it's happening in children and that we could do something about it. But since the brain doesn't finish developing until you're 23, then will these changes affect the way the brain is growing? I hope that what this study does is really destigmatize obesity and that people see it as a chronic condition that is multifactorial and that affects multiple organ systems, including the brain. And so we need to treat it in an integrative way, right? It's not just about losing the weight. We need to see what other factors are there, you know, with actually what patients are eating, but also what is their exercise level, the social impacts, the psychological impacts, and just treat it as a whole body perspective.
Dr. Walger-Hagen, thank you for being with me.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure.